From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition I from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. Here's reporter Madison Alvarado.
Proposition I would improve retirement packages for 911 dispatchers as well as nurses who transition from temporary to full-time roles in an effort to attract and retain staff. 911 dispatcher Valerie Tucker told a Board of Supervisors committee in July that dispatchers need greater retirement benefits, discussing ongoing vacancies.
When we look to the future, we have to ask ourselves, who's going to answer these calls? Currently, we're not even replacing the members that are leaving due to retirement and or not making it through the program.
The measure would also allow registered nurses who transition to full-time city positions to pay the city to count up to 3 years of temporary work in calculations of their retirement benefits. The more years employees work, the greater their pensions. Currently, switching from temporary to full-time roles can take years, which don't count towards retirement packages, making it harder to attract full-time staff. The city controller says the measure would cost between $3.8 and $6.7 million in the first year and increase in coming years. Proposition I supporters say increased recruitment and retention could reduce expensive overtime, saving taxpayers money. The Libertarian Party opposes Prop I because it would increase the burden on taxpayers. Proposition I needs a simple majority to pass.
That's a brief take on Prop I from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.